You are listening to Billings Catholic Radio, 1240 AM, 97.5 and 100.9 FM. Of course, we're also streaming at BillingsCatholicRadio.com. And if you download that mobile app for your iPhone or your Android or other mobile device, you can take us with you wherever you go. We are back in the studio. This time we've got two guests. One of those guests is sitting right next to me. Her name is Amy Seymour. Amy is the director for the Yellowstone Valley Christians for Life. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Roy.
We also have on the phone the director, the founder of Human from Day One. Her name is Angela Copenhaver. Angela, welcome to Billings Catholic Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
I think people are familiar with Human from Day One because I certainly see a lot of signs around Billings, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with Human from Day One?
Sure. Well, I would want to let your listeners know that I am a Catholic convert. I converted with my husband in 2012, and then I went to work for Catholic Radio in Nebraska for about 4 years. But when I had my Catholic conversion, it didn't really move me to a pro-life position. Because before my conversion, I was very much a pro-choice person. And, you know, I didn't work for the abortion industry, but I definitely helped them raise money, and I did volunteer for them. So when I became Catholic, those two things really did not go together very well. So about 3 years into my work with Catholic Radio, a volunteer brought me the 40 Days for Life book to read. And chapter 33 of that book is a story about a grandmother, honestly in Helena, Montana, that was the 40 Days for Life director, and she was fighting for the life of her own grandchild. And that chapter of that book really touched my heart because it was while I was living in Billings, actually working for a company there, that I was actively helping the pro-abortion industry. So when I read that chapter, I had a Holy Spirit moment. Because when I read Helena, Montana, I knew what that abortion facility looked like. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, what has my money paid for? Who have I led away from Christ with my money, my words, and my actions? So I knew I needed to do something different. So I set about researching what was going on in the pro-life industry to try to change hearts, minds, and souls, and eventually ended up writing the business model for We Teach Think and humanfromdayone.com.
Wow, that is an amazing conversion story. A lot of people remember books and the author of that book. Not everybody remembers the chapter that changes their lives. That's an amazing story, Angela. Thank you. Amy, you are inviting Angela to come back to Billings and speak at our kickoff rally coming up on September 25th.
Yep, I sure am. She's going to be our keynote speaker for the kickoff rally. It'll be on Sunday afternoon, September 25th at 2:30 in the afternoon at St. Bernard's, which is up in the Heights, and it's about a half a mile from the abortion clinic where we will have 40 Days for Life this year.
Fantastic. Angela, I want to ask you a little bit about this Human from Day One. I've been to the website, We Teach Think, and right. It really is about crafting the right message to help people understand why we're pro-life.
Absolutely. What I wanted to do was to use the skills that I learned in my secular life prior to my conversion. And I worked in sales and marketing for 22 years for a very large organization. And so when I started doing the research, I found that about 59% of the U.S. population, what we call the middle-minded, folks that say things like, I don't believe in abortion personally, but who am I to tell somebody else what they can and cannot do? So I knew that in order for us to change our culture, that we really needed to come up with some marketing that touches the hearts of those people. Now, they don't want to be part of the pro-life movement or the pro, what I say, abortion. I don't say pro-choice anymore because they're definitely pro-abortion advocates.
Right, right.
But we needed to move those middle-minded people to what I call a life-minded position. You know, our laws change when our culture changes. So what we did was design marketing that doesn't use any of the trigger words. And it starts where our customer is. Most people, if you ask, when does human life begin? Pro-life folks will say at conception. Pro-choice people will say after the child is born outside of the mother and can sustain life on its own. But that middle-minded group, if you say, when does human life begin? They'll answer 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 20 weeks, when it has a heartbeat, when it feels pain. All of those have been strategically planted through the pro-abortion marketing over the last 50 years to get people to go along with them, even though they wouldn't personally choose an abortion for themselves. And that's how advertising works. So with We Teach Safe, what we've set out to do is design the advertising, which has been running in Billings since May the 2nd. I think you guys are on kit 2 right now, and then we'll be moving on to kit 3. But that advertising is designed to reach out to that middle-minded market and help them make that personal switch from their brain to their heart, which makes a loyal lifetime customer.
Well, that's kind of what happened to you then with your conversion. I mean, it wasn't just coming into the Catholic Church that changed your mind.
Absolutely. I had to go in search of, once I read that book, and, you know, it was the Holy Spirit that put that book in my hand on that day, because honestly, when the volunteer brought me that book, I thought, oh, I don't want to read this book. You know, I want to focus on evangelization. That's what God has asked me to do. It was that chapter that really spoke to my heart, because I thought, oh, man, I need to really dig into this. And that's, you know, it's no different with evangelization and Catholic radio, what you guys are doing. You have to start where your listener is. If your listener doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, they're not going to believe in his teachings. So that's where we have to start. So when we start with the This Is You on Day One of Your Life billboard that ran in Billings during Kit 1, we're starting where the customer is, that 59% that can't answer, when does human life begin? When people start saying Day One, that's when our culture will change.
You know, there's so many events that we have going on here, Amy, for the Yellowstone Valley Christians for Life. We've got the kickoff rally on September 25th. But prior to that, we have the National Day of Remembrance. That's coming up on September 10th.
Right. That'll be on Saturday afternoon. The National Day of Remembrance is...
What is that, if people aren't familiar with it?
It's a national movement where we do a prayer service at a memorial for the unborn. Some of these cities that are doing that actually have graves of unborn children.
Right.
We don't have that. We have a memorial for the unborn. There's one at St. Pius Cemetery, and there's also one at Holy Cross Cemetery. We will be doing it at Holy Cross Cemetery on Saturday, September 10th at noon. So show up, and it'll be a prayer service with gospel readings and epistle readings and hymns and a short sermon type of thing, a reflection, and prayers for the unborn. And we will be following it up with a rosary, of course, for the unborn also.
It's important for us to have the language right. And I think that's what We Teach, Think, and Human from Day One. That's the message that you're trying to get across.
Absolutely. And, you know, when people have learned familiarity with different words like pro-choice, abortion, pro-life, all those different words that trigger in their memory, oh, this is something I don't want to be a part of.
Yep.
And they put their hand up and say no. So what we've tried to do is not use any of what we call the trigger words. And we use different words to help them learn new information, which overrides the misinformation that they have stored in their brain. And it's basically the psychology of advertising. We are launching We Teach Think magazine on August 20th. And I know Amy has a box of those magazines there.
I've got a preview copy right here.
Right. And it helps people understand how our thoughts, decision-making, and so forth are influenced by what we see on television sitcoms, on social media, just how things are normalized in our brain. Once things become familiar to us because we've seen them many times, then they become safe. Once they become safe, then it's something that we will choose. That's how all marketing works. So when you see different water being advertised on TV over and over, The next time you go to the store and you're scanning the 50 different brands of water, your brain is most likely to pick out the one that you've seen most often, because your brain will tell you, oh, this is safe because it's familiar. And so that's how the abortion industry has got the middle-minded to go along with them, because they say things like abortion needs to be legal so that it's safe for women. See how they slip that word in there? Mm-hmm. And that's how that middle-minded market says, oh, this is a need because it needs to be safe, without us even knowing that it's actually happening.
Right. Well, we look forward to meeting you in person. Angela, thank you so much for what you're doing. If people want to find out more about Human from Day One or We Teach Think, how do they do that?
Yeah, simply go to Human from Day One, and one is spelled out, O-N-E, .com. So humanfromdayone.com. All of our television commercials and our billboards are right there on the homepage. You, our contact information on how you can email me, or you want a copy of the We Teach Think magazine, simply fill out the form and request a copy of the magazine. Be sure to give us your mailing address. The We Teach Think magazine, Volume 1, will be loaded on our website on both weteachthink.com and humanfromdayone.com, so they can look at an electronic version there as well.
Fantastic. And if you'd like a kit for your community, you can request those as well.
Absolutely. Our goal is to have this advertising running in all 50 states within the next 5 years. So we're at about 15 states right now, but we need your volunteers, your listeners, to give us a call, and we will let you know how we can get this information running in your community as well.
And as far as the Yellowstone Valley Christians for Life events go, all of that's going to be posted on our website at BillingsCatholicRadio.com. Angela, thank you so much for your time today. Amy, thank you for coming in the studio.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Thanks for having me. And I am looking forward to being back in Billings and doing some very good work.